We are learning Shmiras Halashim. Chelek Rishon Nechasimas HaSefer in Perek Dalet. In the English edition can be found on page 550. And we are beginning with the paragraph V'zeh Loshon Zoyar Chodosh. The topic of discussion here in Perek Dalet is that of the tremendous reward that a person will receive for guarding his mouth from not speaking Lashon Hara, as well as the reward he will receive for encouraging others also to not speak Lashon Hara. That is today's discussion, today's topic. He begins with the Zohar Chadosh in Parashas Lech Lecha of Omar Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says, "Boy ure'ei kam schore shel Adam ha'isa la'ache la'achzav etshuva." Come and see the reward that awaits a person who la'ache la'achzav etshuva. If Reuven encourages Shimon to do tshuva, look at the reward that awaits, that's waiting for Reuven. Minolan, how do you know there's such a great reward waiting for him? Dichsev, it says in Bereishis, Malkit Tzedek, Melech Sholem. And Malkit Tzedek is the Melech of Sholem. What does this mean? Tani Rabbi Chia Rabba learned, V'shoh she'nishma satzadek ha'machzir b'shuva la'achirim, Yaitis Melaguf, at the time when the neshama of this tzaddik, the time when this neshama of the tzaddik departs and goes on to the next world, when he calls others to do tshuva. So if Reuven, when Reuven dies, and Reuven was responsible for encouraging others to do tshuva, he is greeted by Michael, the Malach Michael. Many years ago, I had a question, and I had to go ask a Rav a question. I rang the doorbell, or I knocked on the door, and I was waiting, and he opened the door, and he greeted me, Shalom Aleichem, and he stretched his arm out. It made me feel great. And I said to myself, if I came for that alone, to learn how to greet someone, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? And he told me, I'm on the phone, can you please wait a minute? That alone was worth it. Besides for the fact that he answered my halacha question. Here, this person, this Reuven, who is responsible for causing other people to do tshuva, for causing other people to go in the right Derech Hashem, he gets this Shalom Aleichem. From who? From Michael, from a Malach. Hasar HaGodol. HaMakriv Nafshi HaTzadikim Lefnei Boirei. Who brings the neshamas of the tzadikim in front of his Creator, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who yaitzei, this Malach Michael goes out to Magdim Sholoim L'Nishmosoi Shel Oisei Tzadik. This Malach Michael, he goes out and he greets the neshama of this tzaddik, of this Reuven. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, says the Zohar Kodesh, Malkit Tzedek. Who is Malkit Tzedek? Explains the Zohar Kodesh, Ze Michael. This refers to the angel Michael. Roish Shemei Shari Tzedek, who is the one in charge of the gates of Tzedek, gates of righteous. Melech Shalem, what does it mean, Melech Shalem? Zu Yerushalayim Shamaylo, the heavenly Yerushalayim. We know that whatever is down here in this world, there is a parallel up in the next world. There is a Yerushalayim down here, and there is a Yerushalayim up in Shemayim. What does it mean in the pasuk? Haitzi lechem v'yayin. He brought out lechem v'yayin. Shehikdim v'yatzal lekrosoi v'oimeloi shalom b'yecha. Ad kan l'shoynai. He greeted him the Malach Gavriel greeted this tzaddik, and he said to him, "Peace to you as you come in to Gan Eden." What a welcoming by the Malach Michael to the tzaddik who encourages other people to do tshuva. And V'daf Samach Beis, the Zohar continues. And the Zohar says as follows. Kareiza Kareiz B'chol Yoyma. An announcement is made every single day. Kareiza Kareiz B'chol Yoyma. What is this announcement? Maybe we should be quiet and listen to the announcement. Zohar Kodesh says an announcement is made every day. So maybe we should hear the announcement. What is this announcement? Zakoin inun de mishtadli baraisa vinun de mezakilu lacharonin. Fortunate are those. Zakoin inun de mishtadli baraisa. Those who learn Torah, they have tremendous merit, tremendous chus. Those who toil in the Torah are very praiseworthy. And those who encourage others and support others to learn Torah have a tremendous reward awaiting them. And those who are maver amidoseyen, those who permit, or rather, they forgive those who insult them, and they move on. They don't hold a grudge. They go on. Says the Zohar Kodesh, three different types of people. Announcement goes out every single day. For those who learn Torah, those who work hard in learning Torah, tremendous reward, tremendous chus these people have. Not only that, those who encourage others to learn Torah. So what do? They learn Torah, but they encourage others to learn Torah. What a tremendous chus these people have as well. And the third point, those who are mavri al midoseyen, someone insults you, someone offends you, and worst of all, someone takes your parking spot. If you're in Brooklyn, it's really a big issue.
Absolutely.
I have a question to ask. Ma'akesha, what is the connection? Ma'akesha, what is the connection between a person who's learning Torah and a person who is arousing, encouraging others to learn Torah as well? Fine, we understand there's a connection between these people. There's a tzad hashav, a common denominator. What does a third one have to do with this? That the person is mavriyami deseyin. Why does the Zohar Kodesh put these three in the same category? That the person, he gets insulted, he gets offended, and he's mavriyami deseyin, and he forgives the person. He moves on in life. He doesn't bear the grudge. He gets over it. Why are they all in the same category? So I'll share with you my thoughts, and we'll take your thoughts afterwards.
Sure.
There are many times a person will encourage someone to do a mitzvah, to come to learn, to get stuck up, to do chesed, whatever it might be. You'll encourage somebody to do a ma'isa mitzvah. And the response from this person that you're trying to encourage to do a mitzvah, called the Dam with a Minyan, whatever it might be, whatever mitzvah, the response from this person might be a very hurtful response. Oh, you're such a tzaddik, you're telling me what to do. Whatever kind of insults you can think of. Don't worry about me, take care of yourself. Whatever it might be. So we think to ourselves, wait a minute, what's going on here? I want what's best for this person. I want him to come to learn. It's best for him, best for his neshama. And this is how he responds to me. This is what he does. So I want to suggest, that's why specifically over here, the Zohar HaKadosh puts all three together. There's a person who's learning, who's toiling hard in Torah. There's a person who's encouraging others. The reward is immeasurable. And then there's the one who's Mavir Midosav. What's the connection? The connection is because there are times when a person will encourage others to go learn Torah. And the response might not be a response of, thank you so much, I appreciate you telling me about this opportunity. But just the opposite. And the Zohar Kaddish is reminding us, don't stop. Continue to encourage people to come to learn. Wait a minute, continue. You just insulted me. I should continue running after insults. Because one who's Mavril Midoisov, one who lets, he's Mavril Midoisov, it's a tremendous reward in Shemayim for such a person. The reward for such a person is also measurable for letting go and not holding on to those insults. That's why I want to suggest the connection between this Zohar Kaddish and putting everything together. Now I'll just mention one more point about Mavril Midoseihin. We know Hashem runs the world Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. The same way we respond to a situation is the same way that Hashem will also respond to a situation. What does that mean? If a person gets a shemayim bearing a grudge, he gets a shemayim and he remembers, I know I'm just making a little joke of it, but he remembers how that person took his parking spot. And then he got stuck behind the garbage truck and then the school bus and he missed the minion and it is. These are common things in the regular flappish day. I don't want to discuss them, Barter parking, acting. It could get very frustrating. You try to go for a 7:30 minion, And you barely make Zman Kriya Shema at 9 o'clock. If a person gets to Shemaim bearing that grudge, and of course, after you finish davening, you see the one who davened before you, he was the one who took your, he was the chazan, and he took your parking spot, and everyone's giving, oh, Shkoyach did a great job, and you're thinking, he gets a Shkoyach, you know what he did. So, if a person gets to Shemaim bearing that grudge, Hashem says, I run the show the same way you run the show. Mida, keneged mida. You are not Mavril Midoseihin. You're holding on to that situation. You're upset about this person for what he did wrong to you. So Hashem says, okay, let me take out the report card now. What about this bracha? Did you say with kavana? What about this minyan? Did you come to minyan properly? What about this Limud HaTorah? Did you learn when you were supposed to learn? What about this Maisa Chesed? This Maisa Tzedakah? And on and on and on and on. What about you when you insulted someone? Hashem says to the person, if this is how you treat people, you throw the book at them, I have to treat you the same way. It's in a person's, and I'll say, selfish best interest to be Mavir al Midoseihin. Not for the other person because he necessarily cares about the other person. If he cares about himself, he should be Mavir al Midoseihin. He should forgive and forget and move on. Because then when he gets to Shemayim, Hashem says, oh, you're Mavir al Midoseihin. You know what? This mitzvah or that situation, we can also be Mavir al Midoseihin. Let's finish the perek. Perek Hey. Begam yiye bevadei siyua al yidei zeh lemaher bias hagoyel b'mheir v'yameinu. We say we want, and this chus, Mashiach should come. We try to live our lives yearning for Mashiach. When people encourage other people to come to learn Torah, when people are ma'avil midoisa, and when people learn Torah, and specifically, when people guard their tongue, and they watch what they say, this will hasten Mashiach. This will bring Mashiach. V'gam yeh b'vaday siyuwa al-yidayze l'maher b'yes ha-goyel m'her v'yameinu. This will be the impetus to bring Mashiach when we watch the words we use. As this itself, the Shmiras HaLashon, the words we used, was an impetus to bring an end to the Tzoros in Mitzrayim. In Parashas Emor, the Midrash tells us, Bishvil arba dvarim nigalu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Because of four things, nigalu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Shiloishinu es shimam, because in Mitzrayim we didn't change our language, and in the next paragraph we will elaborate on this topic more. Shiloishinu es shimam, we didn't change our names. Loishinu es lashoinam, we didn't change our language. V'loi amru lashon hara, we did not speak lashon hara. And people were not involved with immoral acts. Of course, he says in parentheses here, there's that one exception, which the Mefarshim on the Chumash discussed that. The Chavetz Chaim is ending this parak by encouraging us and telling us that we have to grab on, as he begins in the next parak, we have to grab on to the derech of our forefathers. We have to guard our tongue. We always say, oh, Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. We don't want to just say Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. We want to live our life bringing Mashiach. How do we live our lives bringing Mashiach? We have to learn the halachas of Hilchos Chofetz Chaim. That's step number one. If a person doesn't know what is asa and what is mutter, how does he know what to say and what not to say? A person will say, okay, I'll be very machmir. I won't speak about things. That's not possible also. A person eventually will want to do one of two things. Will go berserk, or say it's just impossible. So of course I have to speak. How can a person be quiet all the time? Step number one, as the Chofetz Chaim has mentioned in the past, a person has to learn Hilchos Chofetz Chaim. Step number two, he has to learn, like the Sfarim we're learning now, the Shmiras HaLashon, that discusses the importance of learning and the halachas, and learning how to guard yourself, and the severity of these inyanim, of this topic of Shmiras HaLashon. It has to be a day in and day out goal, not just I'll go to one shir and have a nice day. Mi ha'isha Chofetz Chaim, says David HaMelech, who is this man who desires life? We've learned many, many, many months ago when we began the Sefer that a person can learn all the Torah, but if a person, who is a Baal Lashon Hara, who speaks Lashon Hara, he gets up to Shemayim. And you ever had an experience? I'm sure we've all had this. When you know you saved a document, you saved something, and you go to open it up, and it's gone. It's just gone. And you think all the time and the hours you spent on this document. And just as you're about to throw in the towel and just feel very bad about it and move on in life, there's a little child that walks by and tells you, oh, but press Control-Z, that little arrow on the top, undo. He goes, what does that mean? And you undo what was done, and everything is back. Your whole entire document, which you thought you lost, has returned. However, in Shemayim, there's no control Z. There's no undo button. And if a person is a Baal Lashon Hara who always speaks Lashon Hara, he will even lose the mitzvahs that he does here in this world. And he will give it to the person who spoke Lashon Hara. Let us strengthen ourselves in the halachas of Shmiras HaLashon and the hashkafas of Shmiras HaLashon to be zoiche, to be as hagoyal, l'heira, b'meinu, amen.